Chapter 8. Goodbye, Gobby Goblin. The next day at the playground, the goblin was there again, running the wrong way up the slides and standing on the swings. Joe watched the goblin for a few minutes until he found the courage to speak.
So, he stammered,
you're kind of strong.
Kind of?
Spluttered the goblin. I'm the strongest around.
Yeah, said Joe.
But how fast are you?
I'll show you, said the goblin. And with that, he ran a lap of the playground, leaping over the spring riders, swerving round the merry-go-round and ducking under the slide as he went.
Nah, not bad, said Joe.
What do you mean, not bad? I am way faster than anyone you know.
Joe nodded. I guess it's kind of hard to tell.
You are quite irritating, said the goblin. Why is it hard to tell?
With all the jumping and ducking and going round corners, I bet that's not your top speed, explained Joe.
You are really irritating, grumbled the goblin. I'll show you how fast I can go.
And he leaped across to the fastest ride in the playground, the merry-go-round, and started to run in circles.
I can make this spin as fast as an engine, he boasted.
That's not bad, said Joe, doing his best to sound like he wasn't impressed. It screamed.
You are so unbelievably irritating.
And with that, the goblin put all his strength and energy into proving just how fast he could go. He spun faster and faster until all Joe could see was a green blur and the merry-go-round started to make a loud whirring noise like an engine or a helicopter. Now, yelled Joe. Anna reacted immediately. Hidden behind the playground portaloos, she pulled on one end of a rope hidden underneath the playground wood chips and ran all the way to the underside of the merry-go-round. With a sharp ping, a long bolt popped out of the central pole and the merry-go-round, suddenly unattached, shot high into the air with a goblin on board. The kids watched as it soared away, higher and further. Putting a propeller on the bottom of it was a nice touch, said Ziggy, as they watched the merry-go-round disappear from sight. Where did you get it? Grandad had one in the garage, said Anna, from an old boat or something. Like he always says, said Joe, the sky really is the limit. He looked at Ziggy, then started running towards the climbing frame in the centre of the playground. Race it to the top, he yelled over his shoulder. I'm the champion of the playground now. And with that, everything was the same as it always had been, or nearly the same. Anna, always thoughtful, noticed some small differences. At school, the children were careful to cover their faces when sneezing. At the playground, everyone was a little kinder. Nobody jumped the queue for the slides or made fun of smaller children. And everyone knew that Ziggy, Emmy Lou, Joe and Anna were the smartest and bravest children of all. The end.